morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. Thanks for joining us. Today on the program, we're going to talk about road warriors in the sense of the Catholic Community Foundation planned giving officers. We'll tell you all about what that means if you stick around for today's interview. Renee Krantz will have news for us in just a bit. First, the readings for this last Sunday in June. Don Wolfe with the first and second reading. Father Darren Schmidt with the Gospel.
A reading from the first book of Kings. The Lord said to Elijah, "You shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet to succeed you." Elijah set out and came upon Elisha, son of Shaphat, as he was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. He was following the 12th. Elijah went over to him and threw his cloak over him. Elisha left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Please let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, and I will follow you." Elijah answered, "Go back. Have I done anything to you?" Elisha left him, and taking the yoke of oxen, slaughtered them. He used the plowing equipment for fuel to boil their flesh and gave it to his people to eat. Then Elisha left and followed Elijah as his attendant. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, for freedom Christ set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. For you were called for freedom, brothers and sisters. But do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Rather, serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you go on biting and devouring one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another. I say, then, live by the Spirit, for you will certainly not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him, because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with a look at news highlights from this past week from the Bishop's Bulletin, here's Renee Krantz.
Thanks, Jerry. We're going to start with a story that has a link to our diocese. As a young priest, Father Jeffrey Lorig was struggling. 2 years after ordination, he began to question his vocation. He took a leave of absence, but his soul was filled with darkness. He was depressed, and the priesthood no longer seemed attractive. He dreaded returning to parish ministry. Then, while at Broomtree Retreat Center near Yankton, South Dakota, he met Father Jim Mason of the Sioux Falls Diocese. There, Father Mason, now rector of Kenrick Glennon Seminary in St. Louis, taught Father Lorig principles of spiritual discernment and prayer had helped him place his doubts and fears before the Lord, and he found peace and a new resolve. Father Mason learned those principles through the Institute of Priestly Formation located at Creighton University in Omaha. To mark their 25-year anniversary, the Institute will hold a celebration weekend, July 12th through the 13th in Omaha. The Institute's spiritual formation programs have helped thousands of priests and seminarians from around the United States to experience God's love and pass it on to their flocks. English bishops welcomed a court of appeal ruling that a pregnant, mentally disabled woman did not need to have an abortion. On June 24th, the court overturned an earlier court of protection ruling that the Nigerian Catholic woman in her 20s, who cannot be named for legal reasons, must undergo the abortion because it was in her best interests. The woman has the mental age of between 6 and 9 years and is about 22 weeks pregnant. It is both astonishing and shocking that England's National Health Service should seek to end a healthy pregnancy against the wishes of the pregnant woman, her mother, and her social worker, said Auxiliary Bishop John Sherrington of Westminster. This case raises fundamental questions of human rights, and there is now an urgent need for the government to clarify what the limits are on the powers of the NHS to force abortions on women who do not want them, he said. Catholic doctors have a mission to show God's compassionate love to those who are suffering and to defend life at all stages, Pope Francis said. While progress has been made in treating patients, medical professionals always must remember that healing means respecting the gift of life from the beginning to the end, the Pope said during in June 22nd during a meeting with members of the International Federation of Catholic Medical Associations. Members of the association were in Rome to celebrate the organization's consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. If you happen to be traveling to San Diego around July 26th, you have an opportunity to evangelize. There's a Catholic night at Petco Park that presents a simple, non-threatening, and enjoyable way to accomplish that task. So if you're heading to San Diego, you can hit that. So with all the news a Catholic can use, I'm Renee Kranz with the Bishop's Bulletin.
Love the new tagline, Renee. Thanks for the news. Let's move on to our interview. This morning on Catholic Views, we are joined by Katie Fritz and Nicole Fuhrer from the Catholic Community Foundation for Eastern South Dakota. They have this wonderful term for the work that a lot of the folks that are involved with planned giving, because they're out a lot meeting with people across the diocese, they call themselves the Road Warriors.
Which I really
love. So we're going to talk to a couple of the Road Warriors this morning. Katie is based in the Sioux Falls office, and Nicole is based in the Mitchell office, which has its own unique aspects. We'll talk about that a little bit as well this morning. But I don't really know who came up with that term. Katie, who coined Road Warrior?
You know, it was before my time, it was probably Betty Theobald and Mark Kanzemius.
Yeah. So the work of the Catholic Community Foundation, you know, there's a lot of different aspects. A lot of folks are familiar with the event side of things. But where I think a lot of people have found real meaning for their own faith and their own life planning is with this whole area of gift planning.
Mm-hmm. It
can really be instrumental in helping people deal with things of life.
Right. Nobody wants to talk about dying, mm-hmm. but we all are going to.
Yep.
And by talking through your plan of what you want to do at the end of your life with your assets, all the things that you have, doing a planned gift and including the things, the places, the people you care about, mm-hmm. is something that we all are going to need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the Catholic Community Foundation is helping people in that process.
Yeah. Just the tons of different resources that the foundation has, really kind of no matter your circumstance and whether you have a significant assets or maybe in your own opinion, you don't have all that much
right.
for assets.
Most of us think we don't have anything and it doesn't matter what
yeah.
you
Yeah,
but
regardless, there still needs to be some sort of a plan.
Everyone needs a plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Nicole, I know I wanted to talk a little bit about this kind of unique situation that you and a couple of other folks are in. You're based in a local community. You're focused on really trying to help both the people and the ministries of a particular area of our diocese. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. I am based in the Mitchell Community Office, and we also have offices in Aberdeen, Pierre, and Watertown right now. But my particular focus is in the Mitchell area, you know, really just kind of to reach out and offer the olive branch, because even though the diocese, you know, the bishop is in Sioux Falls, our diocese is very widespread, and the office in Sioux Falls cannot justifiably reach everybody in the diocese. So I think it's a beautiful thing that we have branched out into these community offices as a way to really close that gap in the needs of all the ministries of the communities in our diocese. So I'm very blessed.
And Nicole, I think one of the things, Nicole, people find maybe surprising is all of the different ways that that the ministries, the things that they love most, maybe the locations that they love most in their life, whether it's their local parish or the local school or the local cemetery or the local hospital or whatever it might be, they can be involved with that. And that, I think that's the beauty, isn't it, of the kind of the community-based idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely is. You know, and the wonderful thing, too, about being in partnership with the Catholic Community Foundation is that, yes, we care about local things, but many times we care about larger things as well, like seminary and education, you know, or Broomtree Retreat Center. Maybe it's not specifically local to Mitchell, but there are things that have impacted our lives, you know, within our diocese, and we also want to support that. So being able to help a donor and advocate for them and in supporting all of those things in one-stop shop, I guess, is really awesome opportunity.
Yeah. And even here in Sioux Falls, Katie, I know you find that to be true. You know, you might have somebody who lives here in Sioux Falls, but they have roots in Ipswich or someplace else in the diocese. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they care about that community as well as the one that they are presently living in. Mm-hmm. And we always, when we're talking with donors, we always start with those things that mean the most to them. And it's typically their parish, their Catholic schools, the Catholic cemetery. Mm-hmm. And what's also exciting is we can help them, even if it's not in our diocese, it's no matter what they care about. We want to hear about that, and we want to help them.
You know, I'm so grateful that sometimes they care about things that are communication related.
I know.
They care about the TV mass. They care about the Bishop's Bulletin or some of the other aspects. Or I'm also involved with Catholic Family Services. Yes. I know sometimes folks have that on their heart for various reasons. Mm-hmm. There's really no limit to what they can consider.
Right. And we are a resource for people to learn about all the various ministries within our diocese. And we are also a resource to investigate and research for people, other things they care about.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole, has that been you've been at this a bit now. Is it any of that surprising to you in terms of either the kind of ministries that are available for people to consider or the kind of things that people might be interested in being involved with in their assets?
You know, I think it's a beautiful thing because really people haven't seen the specific Mitchell office as being able to do that. And so now that we are able to do that and we're educating people on that, it is a beautiful thing to see them, you know, that light bulb turning on going, oh my gosh, you mean I can support this and I can do it with my Catholic values. And, you know, I can do it all through the Catholic Community Foundation. And it's just such a wonderful gift. Katie mentioned, or you mentioned, you know, even though you're in Sioux Falls, maybe they have roots somewhere else. I just recently had that experience with a local couple here in Mitchell, you know, that were from Holden, and they wanted to support their parish there, and you were able to help them do that. So it is just an awesome, awesome opportunity.
You know, I know a lot of us think that we're not of the right age yet to consider some of these things. And so, you know, I know that's a delicate thing for you guys when you're working with people, you know, dealing with these things, addressing these issues that we all are going to have to face, as you mentioned, that doesn't mean things are imminent.
No, not at all.
No.
No. I think everyone... Go ahead. You go ahead, Nicole.
Well, I was going to say, really, it doesn't have to be a doom and gloom thing either. honestly, it should be about gratitude and joy because God has blessed you and you want to be able to give back to the Lord, you know, in gratitude. So really, it's not about having to think about death and dying. It's about thinking about gratitude and joy of giving back.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's fantastic and a great way to think about it, isn't it, Katie?
Right. And the sense of peace people have once they have started the process, and, you know, it does take time, but once the process is completed, the sense of joy and gratitude for having completed it, definitely, but just a sense of peace and to know that they have a plan is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, Nicole, I think about Mitchell and I think about, you know, the history, the rootedness of the Catholic faith in that part of our diocese, you know, historical things that happened in Mitchell. I think about Notre Dame Academy. One of my sisters went to nursing school at the old St. I think it's St. Joseph is what it used to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's a deep and rich history, you know, different religious communities that served there. And of course, the Franciscan sisters are there now. Just there's so much history and richness of the church's activity. It's not surprising that people want to remember some of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? And what I'm finding too is that rich history in so many of the other communities as well.
Yeah.
In Mitchell, and particularly with my situation, but gosh, just reaching out with some of the donors in outlying communities, hearing about the history that they're very passionate about in their communities, with maybe the school sisters coming in and teaching summer school or things like that. It's fun to learn about.
Yeah.
And be able to carry those legacies.
That's the best part about our job, just meeting different people and learning their stories and hearing what they're passionate about. It's so fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're kind of in a privileged position, aren't you?
Really, we are. Yeah. I mean, and people, it's a real blessing and a gift to meet different people and have them trust you and tell you about different things that are important and matter to them. And it's a beautiful gift, and I don't take it for granted. Mm-hmm. It's very humbling, very humbling.
Yeah, yeah. I love that you had, you know, that story, Nicole. I don't know, maybe between the two of you have other stories that you'd like to share of particular situations or particular folks that you've worked with, not by name, of course, but those something that's been particularly meaningful for you.
Oh, gosh. Let me just think a second here.
Like Katie said, everyone you encounter has a story.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in some small ways, every donor we encounter, you know, carries that. And
Well, for instance, Jerry, you mentioned typically, I would say a lot of people know about the events that the Catholic Community Foundation sponsors and produces for different ministries in our diocese. And those are such great ways for us, as, you know, we're called gift planning officers, or what I like to say, donor advocates. Mm-hmm. It's really a way to meet people where they're at, and by building that relationship with them. For instance, I've got a person that has approached me and said, I want to start helping one of the ministries within our diocese. Can you help me, you know, do that? I'm like, sure. Tell me, you know, what you're passionate about. What are you thinking? And just through different conversations, I've got him helping the Adoration Sisters right now with speaking the English language.
Mm-hmm.
So he's taken it upon himself to kind of figure that out and find some resources to bring into them to learn about how to learn more about the language. And he wants to get involved, and it's the beginning of a relationship. And he's even asking, well, how can I give to this? How can I, you know, what are the ways that I can give to different things that I'm carrying, that I want to get involved in the community? And he looks to me now as his resource for his gifting.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Yeah, it is. And again, once people discover all the different tools that you guys have, and because I'm aware that, you know, sometimes it is an estate plan that you're working
Correct.
On. There's but there's also other ways. There's
mm-hmm.
things like advised funds, and there's
right.
things that people can do today that, you know, may lead them to tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And a really big thing for a lot of people is once they turn 70 and a half, it's the first time they can take their IRA rollover or take a distribution from their IRA, excuse me, or their retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, this is the very first time they're going to have access to some funds.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a decision to give it back so that they don't have to take it as income. And it's a great way to begin their gifting and to learn about that. That's a really wonderful tool.
Do I understand that right? That when you're by the time you hit 70 and a half, if you haven't already been taking from it, then you're required to start
Correct.
Taking it
that's
from it.
When you are required.
So that's what happens to some people is that it's like, oh, now I got to figure out what to do with this.
Right.
I don't want the income tax mm-hmm. impact. So they're trying to figure out what to do.
Right. And it's a great thing to start, you know, call the Catholic Community Foundation. We will help you gift that. Or mm-hmm. you can start an endowment with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many different things you can do.
Yeah, there absolutely are. Anything we missed there, Nicole, that you wanted to add?
No, I would just echo that. You know, give us a call if you're kind of struggling to kind of pin down that idea. And maybe we can help you, like Katie said, give you some ideas of different areas and ministries that you could support mm-hmm. with that. And it, you know, within the diocese, outside of the diocese, again, it's all about what is important to the donor.
Right.
And we want to help you support that.
Mm-hmm.
I know these days, especially, you know, as family dynamics change, as some of the involvement with church on the part of younger folks comes and goes a little bit more perhaps than it used to, that older folks in particular may have some concerns about how things are going to be handled once they're gone. You know, and that's just, I'm not just talking about their assets. I'm talking about maybe they're even their funeral.
Oh, right.
And, you know, there's different things that come up, and I bet you guys can help with that
well,
too.
Yeah, exactly. And Jerry, I'm glad you brought that up because with a partnership with the Office of Marriage and Family and Respect Life, the foundation has, and them have, we've put together what we're calling an end of life planning for Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like what you're saying. It's a way for people to share what they want and to share those ideas about, I want a Catholic funeral, and this is what it means to me. And so that the family isn't wondering, you know, what would mom would have wanted? What, I know her faith was important, but you know, we don't really go to church anymore. Do you think she's going to want a funeral? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have an opportunity to share all of that information with your family in one easy packet. And that's going to be available very soon. We're very excited to share it with people and, you know, be looking for information about seminars that will be in parishes throughout the diocese soon.
That's another idea, mm-hmm. isn't it, that people can, because sometimes it's intimidating to think about this stuff, you know, by yourself. But if I come together in a group, maybe it's, you know, mm-hmm. I can hear about it without committing.
Right, exactly. And so many people are like that. They want to hear. They just don't want to be noticed or committed to anything. But it's going to be a great resource for people to use, and we're excited about it.
Nicole, do you find that need as well?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And even to go one step further, we want to make ourselves available to help people through that process as well. You know, to really sit down and go through the guide with them and
yes.
talk it out and mm-hmm. Work it through. So, you know, sometimes it is a little overwhelming to just sit down by yourself and look through something like that. And then you tend to put it off because it is too overwhelming. So I think if we make ourselves available to parishioners to sit down and actually go through that with them, it'll be an easier process. And you don't have to do it all at once. You can do it in steps. Mm-hmm. It is so important for your loved ones that you leave behind to really know your wishes. And it's just a great extension of the way you lived your life.
Talking with Katie.
To be able to do that.
talking with Katie Fritz and Nicole Fuhrer from the Catholic Community Foundation for Eastern South Dakota, we started this morning talking about the fact that one of the titles that you guys use is Road Warriors. And I wanted to go back to that because I think that's really another important aspect to make sure people understand. When we use that term, I think what we're really saying is they'll come to you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're willing to hit the road.
Oh, yes. We love to hit the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And we love to meet people where they're at. In their homes, a coffee shop, at your parish, anywhere you want to meet. We want to start a dialogue with you.
Yeah.
And we're excited to meet all the people of our beautiful diocese.
Nicole, your thoughts on that?
Well, I was just going to say a great example. Yesterday, I had the blessing of going to Salem, and I had the opportunity to attend daily mass there and go for breakfast in one of the local cafes and visit. And it was just a great opportunity and learn about what's going on in that Catholic community and community as a whole. And just to see the beautiful things occurring. I mean, it's so wonderful. We can get a little bit stuck in our own little bubble, our own little community, our own little parish life. But just to take the realization that we are part of something greater.
Yes.
The Catholic Church is universal, and our diocese is so widespread, but we are one body of Christ, and to reach out and have relationships with people all across the diocese is just such a blessing.
Well, I hope people get the sense from our conversation this morning that both Katie and Nicole are pretty warm-hearted people and very willing and open to conversations. Again, wherever you are at, they will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
let's make sure that people know how to best reach you both. I know that the website is a great way to start, and that's ccfesd.org.
That's right.
Okay.
That is right. Or you can call our main office number, which is 605-988-3788. And that you can call that, and you can be directed to Nicole in Mitchell, Katie in Sioux Falls.
Yep.
There is Marnie in Watertown, and Dave up in the Aberdeen Deanery.
Yeah, absolutely. So wherever you're at, they'll put you in touch with the right person.
That's right.
And really, if you think about that geography, probably they're within an hour of pretty much every place in the diocese, hour and a half.
We really are.
Every place in the diocese, which is great.
And just to put a little plug in, we do have an office in Pier as well. And we are to add someone to our team out in the Pier location. So if anybody out there listening is interested or feeling called to that, please reach out to us.
Great. Great stuff. Thanks so much. Nicole Fuhrer and Katie Fritz from the Catholic Community Foundation. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Well, we used up all of our time quickly this morning. We'll be back with you again next Sunday with Catholic Views.